What you did?
Was reißt der Kopf? Arriva Adolf, Kechomer.
You learn Manistana?
Yes.
What is
we begin. Otherwise, we don't end the chlal. It's the most unbelievable thing going here. Lo'olam, the Haggadah Shel Pesach is a part, or is the main part, of giving over Torah and Emunah to the coming door. You can close the window, I only want you in between. Okay, close it. You want to close? Close.
No,
come. the Leila Seder is the time where you give over Emunah to the coming door, to the next door, and this is the most crucial experience in the life of a Jewish person, that he gets the Emunah through this Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we are, that's an amazing thing, that the people are losing this opportunity, but you're dying. They destroy that. They destroy this opportunity to give over Emunah to the next door, and it's all wrong. Because Balela Seder, Bederich Klal, there is such a musik that someone gives the Seder, yeah? Yeah? So Balela Seder, the people are sitting down, and now it's everything happening chutz when someone gives the Seder. The children are saying what they heard in the Cheder, and you have to listen to them. And they will tell over all these pshatim the father falls asleep as they slowly but surely, and it is mamish a disaster. It's absolute disaster. It's nothing funny about that. It's poshut. You are taking the best opportunity of your whole life to give over Emunah to the next door, and you throw it out the window. By me at home, my children know exactly. 364 days a year, they can speak and tell and shmuz and say over what they want. Chutzon one day a year, that's Leila Seder. There I am speaking. It's my turn. Because I give over what I have to say about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's just the opposite way around. The people they are speaking, and the children are speaking, and others are speaking. But everyone chutz on the Baal HaSeder. Yeah, that is very wrong. That's a disastrous thing. You have to know that this is not the avoide which is wanted Leila Seder. It's not a irua mishpachti nechmat. It is a sipur b'tzias Mitzrayim. It's giving over Emunah. When you don't give over Emunah, you are not making the point which you are supposed to make, Leila Seder. Okay? So, and now, the point is to, that's first, that is the Avoida. And the Avoida has very much to do with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. That means you have to think you went out of Mitzrayim, that we'll have it. That you have to make that life that you feel you going out of Mitzrayim. And this is not Almanos Shetal Rokia Taminli. That every single person in the world is able to make that kilu hu yotzei Mitzrayim. But it's the most wrong. It's the uppermost wrong thing which is happening by people, which they say kilu hu yotzei Mitzrayim means some existential source. You know, everyone with his own Mitzrayim. And he has to go out there. That's Raye Omer Rebbe. Lo, Nishtazoi. You were there in Mitzrayim. And Paroi wanted to kill you. And he wanted to be Meshabet you. And you went out of there. And you saw Moshe Rabbeinu. And you saw Aaron HaKoyen. And you saw everything. That's the point. The point is not my personal No, it's not my personal thing. It is a fact that the whole Klal Yisrael was there in Mitzrayim, and you are part of Klal Yisrael, so you also were there. Okay? I was there. You were there. Just you went out, you know, you walked out and saw, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, walked out with all the rechush, you know. That's what is needed.
That's getting into, it's not getting into point of view, the Neshamas were there.
No, however you want to say, Klal Yisrael was there. Klal Yisrael was there. You are part of Klal Yisrael. You are there. You are Klal Yisrael. We will see it. Klal Yisrael was there. You are part of Klal Yisrael. You were there. That's it. Without Gilgulim and nothing. So, does it try? We'll see. Okay. Okay. Kaddish Urechatz. That's a seder. Never mind. But the point is, we'll have it throughout the... So now, that is the Avoida. And this Avoida is made through reading that text. And the text is uppermost revealing what's wanted. And the people are not knowing to read that text. They make it everything. They push it, they destroy that text. And they make all different kind of pshotim and things and that. And then the Leila Seder gets long. And it is such a sport. You know it. It's a sport. The next morning, then you ask how long by you took the Seder, and then you have to say, I even have no koyach to look at the watch, you know. I was just really late, you know. So I want to be Modia Berabim. I finish my Seder before Chatzos every single year. I have absolutely no problem to eat the first Kazayis and the last Kazayis and to say Hallel and to say even Nirzo before Chatzos. I had never a problem with that. Not once in my life. Because I read what it says. And we have a geschmack what it says, and that's a zay geschmack for 2 hours, you know, just meiredig, and then the Seder is finished. And the people are beginning to say, that's a whole shit. I have a friend, which he has, Boruch Hashem, he has a mikzvah Torani in Bnei Brak, and he has sons, which are all learning in Ponevesh, and I ask him, what do you do? It's Leila Seder. So he says, that's a problem, Leichter. No, I have a problem with that, because my children know everything already, you know, they all the Weltlach and everything, and you know all the things, and so we are Seymach on the Halacha, which says that you are Yoitze Deir Tzipu Yotziz Mitzrayim, also with the Pilpul Halacha. So we take a Sheiltes, and the Tzifri, and the Rambam, and make a whole Shtikel Teire, Leila Seder. Oy le oznayim sheshoim ois kach. Yeah? That's absolute distortion of the thing. That's the absolute distortion. Yeah? Leila Seder is there to tell what was. We'll have it. Okay? Oh, okay. Now we'll begin. So it begins by Holach Mo'anyo. There you say, you know, Holach Mo'anyo. Die Ochla was Sonne bare de Mitzrayim, kol dich bin Jesu Yechul, kol ditzach Jesu Yivsach, hasht de Ochla schon abob nach de Israel, hasht de Aftele schon abob nei Chiri. So now you read that, and then comes the pupil, that's right. When you are a Melumet, then you say, kol ditzach Jesu Yivsach, how is it Shayach? Because the Pesach, you have to be Mismani Nibu Yidyoim. So you can't make that by Laila. And now you're already Laila. And they say, Kol Ditzach Jesu Yivsach. So what does it mean? The meaning has to be made Yom. And you are inviting a person by Laila. And so it's La Halach, how it is Shayach. Rebbe, lo ze ma shemitkavnim po. That's not the mechuvan of the Piske. What is the mechuvan of the Piske? Goes like this. You are, today, everyone is inviting people for Laila Seder. You know, that's a thing which is en vogue. You want to have someone which comes, and then you are a CLS guy, and then you know that you don't have to check after whether he comes to the car or not, you know, only it's given the opportunity. And then he comes, and he's a very intellectual man, he has a nice tie, and he comes there, Mesudadik, and he was very interested, and you give him a good avira, and you have a car of him through a Leila Seder. Yeah? Please never have a goy by Leila Seder, it's awesome. Yeah? That's awesome. You can't. Leila Seder not. Yeah, it's not Shiloh for Klalison, yeah? There's a special kpeide. But Leila Seder, not to have going by the Leila Seder. Special paid for that. Shabbos is easier. Everything is easier, but Leila Seder not. Don't do it. Okay?
The first Seder they were going, okay?
What?
The first Seder in Mitzrayim.
No, they were Jewish.
No, that's they the firstborns to stay with them.
No, it's good. Okay, never mind. Look it up. Leila Seder is a special, more than everything else. Because a Leila of Klal Yisrael. You can't be Noilad as Klal Yisrael and it's a goy there, you know? Okay, so be careful. Seder, there's no, it's a special way, there's a loch, you can move up. Okay. So what's the pshat? You are there. So you invite a guy, you know, very intellectual, very nice, good companion, but he's not knowledgeable. That's wrong. Kol Ditzrich. What's Kol Ditzrich? Who is there which does not have a Leila Seder? This is a guy which knocks you at the door, and then you open the door, and there he stands. 3 months, didn't take a shower. Er stinkt bis in den Himmel. He has 2 teeth, one here and one there, you know. You can't think. He is mamish the most ugly guy in the world. And now he knocks on the door. You open the door and you say, please come in, sit down.
Why?
That's what you say. That is what you say. You don't say, kol Ditzrich weise wisse, aber only the intellectual ones. No, every single Jew, as low as he could be, he's invited. Why? Because when you think you are an individual and you are a cultured person, yeah, you are a choshve man, but you are not in the main point a Jew, you won't go out of Mitzrayim. Out of Mitzrayim only goes Klal Yisrael. Prat Yisrael never goes out of Mitzrayim, never. The biggest tzaddik in the world, when he would think, I am a tzaddik, I am my own personality, and not the main point is that I am Jewish, when you don't make that to the main point, Leila Seder, you will stay in Mitzrayim. You won't go out. Because Leila Seder, or Yitzias Mitzrayim, was only for the Klal Yisrael, okay? Not for any prat. Baita. That's the pisk. Baita. Now you say, Manishtano, the point of Manishtano is that it is not my thing to explain that. But the Manishtano is telling the halacha also says it, that you have to be misoire. You have to ask a question. The point of Leila Seder is a person has to open himself up and say, it's something wrong. It's different than every time. That's what you make also for the children. That's what you make a Kiddush and then you don't eat. Yeah? You make Kiddush and you're hungry, but you don't eat. You just say something. That's Mamish Motne, you know? So it's all a Seder which is not Keseder normal, the normal Seder, but that is something wrong over here, something else. Because the Leider of Klal Yisrael was out of the order of nature. Yeah? Now you come. Avodim Oyinu. That's the Tchilat Maschil Mignai. That's the one Maschil Mignai. Yeah? Avodim Oyinu Lefaro B'Mitzrayim V'Yitzein Hashem Elokeinu B'Shom V'Yot Chazog V'Zoriyon Etuyo. That's right. So it means that whenever this wouldn't happen, the history would go another way around. Yeah? Yeah, but that's very wrong. Because always when something doesn't happen, the history goes in the other way around. When Napoleon wouldn't go to Russia, the history would go in the other way around. And when Louis Gatos wouldn't be, the history would be another way around. And when Sharon wouldn't be the Rosh Memshala, the history would go another way around. And when that Rakdot in Iraq wouldn't be, the history would go another way around. This is Almona Zizri, my Komashmalov. What's Zokhtir though? You don't read it right. You do not. The reading has to go like this. We were avodim lefaro b'mitzrayim. V'yetzienu Hashem Elokeinu mishom b'yad chazok v'zor netuyo. V'ilu lo yhoitzi ha-kodesh boruchu es avisenu b'mitzrayim. That's the way you have to read it. You need a personal involvement of the Borei Olam kedei to go out of Mitzrayim. That's the point of Leidas Klal Yisrael. The point of Leidas Klal Yisrael is that the Borei Olam gets personally involved in the life of Klal Yisrael. That is the point. Yeah? It doesn't speak about history. It speaks about the quality of this Yetzir of Klal Yisrael. The quality was that you need a personal involvement of the Borei Olam today to get the Klal Yisrael out. Ani v'loy malach, ani v'loy shliach, the way we'll have it in the end. Yeah? This is the whole point of Leila Seder. You are showing be'emune that the Bura Olam gets personally involved for you. That is the Yeshayit Kol HaTirikule. Yeah? And that's what we begin with. And now you say, Afilu kolonu chachomim, kolonu voinim, kolonu skenim, kolonu yoidim et teure, mitzol in esapa b'yismin esritzchaim, v'chol amar b'lesapa b'yismin esritzchaim, har zeh meshubach. That's right. So what does this mean? It's like this. It means, the Piske says, the Balagode says, that it's not enough to know it. Why not? You know. That means this Piske says not like my friend, you know? Yeah, they were knowledgeable more than his sons from Ponivesh. But even though you have to say Shitzias Mitzrayim. So why Taka? You know it already. So let's picture that like this. That was always my picturing. Then, you know, I live in Ramot. So in Ramot there's a crazy construction site in the middle of the Kvish because of this new Gesha. And it goes already years and years. I was zeichet to say the same tzir, but I say now in Yeshivas Chevron Gula, but it was still Mashgiach there. So stell sich vor, wie lang nimmt sich da for die Boyen at zwei, aber das nimmt sich years, yeah? Okay. So I have a good tramp, you know, so it takes you a tramp, an alte trante, I forget to put the chagura, and we go down. And you should never speak to the driver. But I can't, you know. I'm a leuchter. I can't hold it, you know. So I speak with the driver, make jokes, and we laugh together. And then I make the best joke. Get there where he has to take the turn because of this amut, and he misses that turn. You know, pach in the amut. So I forgot my chagura. I just go out of the front window. I go out, you know, Baruch Hashem, I have my hat, I'm a Haredi man, so it didn't, so I go out and everything okay, you know, I wish up the thing, I put my tie right, you know, and just okay, I take my tick, and I figure the trant is trant, let me have another tramp. I take another tramp, I go home. I come home, and now, how do I come home? Nothing happened, you know. My head is okay, everything is okay. I'm coming home and I tell my wife. My wife made me a good night meal and I begin to eat and then I say, you do waste was. You know what? I had today an entirely new experience. And then I go eat further on and then I say, you come going out of a door, you can't go out from the frontal window. It's just a new thing, you know. That's the way I'm coming home? No. I'm coming home white, like the wall, you know. I just shivering the whole goof. I say, we were going down and there was a sivuf and there was a amut and I made a joke and Ma kara, lo kara klum. Ata yodea shelo kara klum. You know it. I know nothing happened. I know it. So why I'm so, why I'm so upheeled? Why, you know nothing happened. Yeah. You know nothing happened, but it is negea to you. So then you are then you say it. Yeah? The knowledge is not enough because the thing is negea to you. You speak about it. That's the point. We know everything, but that's not the point of this involvement. This personal involvement from the Bura Olam for the Klal Yisrael is a thing which you live on. It's not a thing you know. It's a thing you live on. So Mele, even though you know everything, you have to tell it. Because it's your life. Yeah? Right on. Now comes the tzio. Maise b'Rabbi Lezer v'Rabbi Yishuv v'Rabbi Lozer v'Nazar v'Rabbi Giv v'Rabbi Tarfon shor yibusu v'bnei Brak or mesabah b'tzias mitzrayim kol oysa alaylo ad shabot talmidei v'omu v'lohem Rabbi Sheni g'y azman krishma shil shachis. So what's the point? The point is that was kol ha'teire kule. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Lozer ben Azari, Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Tarfon, though these five people, they are called Teir Shebal Peh. And even though they knew everything, the way we said beforehand, they said it the whole night. That's only a tzio for that. That's right?
Because they didn't speak in learning,
they were speaking about... B'tzias Mitzrayim. Hoyu mesaprim b'tzias Mitzrayim, mesaprim b'tzias Mitzrayim. And now you say, okay, so every single joke you make over here, you destroy the thing. I know there are jokes over here, you know, because say, Talmidim, Krishma Shachis, Pnei Brak, you know, you make all kind of jokes over here. That destroys the Leila Seder on Alatar. You finished. Rav Poshe finished the Leila Seder, but Oyser Rega. There's no way of making any joke over here, because that's only a tzir of Kulon and Avoinim. That it was the source and the basis of life for these people too. Yeah? Weiter. Omer Rabbi Lozo ben Azari, Harini gewen Shivim Shon, aber Leise Rizu Tom mit Zias Mitzrayim Baleilois, Ad Shadosh ben Zoymo, Shenemar, Laman Tishker, Shem Tzeis Omer Eretz Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayecho, Yimei Chayecho Yomim, Kol Yimei Chayecho Leilois, Achom Yomim Yimei Chayecho Yolam Hazeh, Kol Yimei Chayecho Lohovi Limois HaMashiach. So the point of this is, it is Negea everywhere. Day and night, Yolam Hazeh, Limois HaMashiach, it's always Negea. You destroy the Leila Seder with the children when you say, that everyone says. Omer Rabbi Lozo ben Azari kineven shivim shono. What was? So did all the children know? He was only 18, but overnight he went turned over white. So the child will stay only with this impression. How could a person turn over white by night, overnight white? That has something to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim, Rebbe. Yeshu ze eizishu sheiches, nothing. You destroy the Leila Seder with this word. You destroy it. And you destroy it even more when you say, Rabbi Lozo ben Azariah was a Gilgul of Shmuel Hanovi, and Shmuel Hanovi was aged 52, and he was aged 18, and 18 plus 52 gives 70. So, Arekeven Shivim Shona means that he was like Shivim because he was a Gilgul of Shmuel. You just destroyed it more, because that's even less to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's not the point. That could be included over here. But this is not the point. The point is, this personal involvement of the Boreh Olam is Negea everywhere. Yoim Laila Olam Hazeh Yimei Shamashiach. Yeah? Because that's the aside of everything. Weiter. No, that's, you know, I finished this, by me the Seder endigt sich ganz kirchen, but I say that. I don't scream at them because I don't have to be mafkir from anything else, you know. But only that's gevart, you see, it's Negea, and how these big people, they were so much into Torah, they knew everything, and even though they spoke the whole night, you know, and then go further on, it's Negea to the night, it's Negea to the day, it's Negea to everywhere, because this personal involvement, that's what the Boreh Olam, that's what Klal Yisrael is about. Weiter. Boruch HaMokim, Boruch Hu, Boruch Shenosen Torah L'Am Yisrael, Boruch Hu.
I'm just asking it. It is included in Gada Hari and in Convention Shana, and Rashi says the Pashup Shad, and that is what Rebbe is.
Yeah, but it's nothing. We have to not to lose the picture. That's not a part of the pic. That's a part of the information, but it's not a part of the picture. The picture is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Here too.
What do you tell your children on there?
That is Nagia to everywhere. Yoim, Lailo, Yoim, Yoim, Mazeh, Yoim, Yoim, Moshiach, it's Nagia to everywhere.
And when your children want to give like a vote that they heard at school,
Shalom, sei gesund, ich gehe weiter. That's what I do. I'm not, you know, I don't shoot them, you know. but it is clear for them that the point is the father gives a Seder, you know. The father gives a Seder. They can speak all their pshat if they heard the next morning. It's still Pesach. The next morning is still Pesach.
But, keep in mind that you're giving this.
I say this mahalach to an audience which is aged from 5 till 85, and even guests. And I say the whole thing, and they all of them sit like this. All of them.
Right, but these are people with background. You tried this with the.
I can do that with everyone you want. Whenever you know that that's the mahalach, you can do that with everyone. It's a very simple point. The point is very simple. The point is very simple. Was she? That could be. Don't lose the thread. You'll see that. People lose the thread the whole time. Tach, tach, they fall off the train, you know. It's a train going through. The whole thing is one thing going through. You'll see it. Avade, you don't have to say over there this way, Bichlal. But only I want to show you what is. I know that people, old people, Magidish Yurim, I told him this Mahalach, I said, the first time I see that the thing says something. There are sources, it is developing a point, you know, the whole Nahagode. I can show you that this is developing through the whole Haggadah, including Hallel. I can make this mahalach from the beginning of the Agoda till the end of Halagoda. That's it.
And then that
was yeah, this one. You'll see it. This involvement of the Borei Olam. That was what Yetzias Mitzrayim is about. It seems like is that the Borei Olam got involved. That's it. And this the whole Leila said that's what it is, yeah? Now, Boruch Hamokom, Boruch Hu, Boruch Shelos and Torah L'Am Yisrael, Boruch Hu. The giving Torah to Klal Yisrael was the, it was like the actualization of this personal involvement from the Borei Olam. It was the Klalistic involvement in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then this involvement developed towards Matan Torah, which by Matan Torah there was a particular involvement. He was involved in your personal life. He tells you what to do in the morning, he tells you what to do in the do by night, he tells you what to do throughout the week, throughout the year. The Borei Olam tells you everything. He's involved in your life the whole time. But this is the personal involvement of the Borei Olam, yeah? That's Torah. And Keneged Arbo Bonim Dibro Torah. That's the point, that the personal involvement of the Borei Olam is so strong with the Klal Yisrael that he is relating differently to different people. The Torah speaks differently to different people. It's not that the Torah speaks just one thing, and this one thing which Torah speaks is taken up the way you are. It's not like this. The Borei Olam relates to you and to you and to you and to you differently according to your kelim. That means you are just choshu for him because he speaks to you. And this keneged arbo bonim dibro Torah. Echot chochem, echot roshe, echot tom, echot ene dialishon. Chochem, ma oimer. What does the chochem say? So the chochem goes into the protim. He says, ma ha'edois v'achukim v'mishpotim asher tziv Hashem elokeinu Eschem. He goes into the protim. The point of these four people is whether how they are misoirer. The chochem is misoirer bepir te protim. Now you could ask, okay, but the chochem is misoirer on halachas over here. So what do you tell me? You have to say Sipurot Yisrael. You see, the Chochem is the one which asks halachas. Yeah, but you, it's really that mamash amratzes, because the Tosuk speaks about when you do the Korban Pesach and you just have the Korban Pesach on the Shvut and you're just turning and see you have Eins for Anashim, which just stand there and turn. And now what does the Chochem ask? The Chochem asks about what you do. And the Torah speaks about the circumstances when you are Makriv Korban Pesach. And there the Chochem, so do you think, you are standing there and the father makes like this, you know, and says, it's already good? No, not yet. It's already good? Oh no, and then he asks, Und was was mit Tossen war virum? That was the man says, it's kein Chochem, it's a Scheute. No, he asks about what you do, you know. That's right. So that's the Pshat over here. But when we are making Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, so the Chochem asks Bepir Te Protim on Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's Poshtazoy, yeah? Because the Pasuk speaks about doing the Korban Pesach, yeah?
Why doesn't the Father answer that we're doing this, we're doing the Korban because we're taking out of Mitzrayim?
Because he asks about the Halacha. Why does Vachukim Mishpot Masher Tziv Hashem Lekein Eschem? Yeah? You ask Lefi what he's Nisoyer. The Roshe is not Nisoyer. Not only is not Nisoyer, he does not want to be Nisoyer. Ma avoyda zois lochem. Lochem veloy loy. So now the Roshe is always pictured with a gun, you know, or a knife, or a teeth, you know. This Roshe doesn't make any avere. Any. He's the most cultured man in the world. But only he says, it's not for me. I am individualistic. I am an individual. Lochem veloy loy. So in Leila Seder, there is emerging a new Roshe. It's not a Roshe because of the Averis. It's a Roshe because he put himself out of the Klal Yisrael. And that's what we began with. You can be Shayach. You see as Mitzrayim only as a part of Klal Yisrael. Otherwise you can't. Look. Vafato ake shino voimeloi, bavuzeo shashem libe tseisi mitzroi. Libe loi loi. Ilo yoshom loi hoyo nigo. When you don't go and be toifish yourself as a part of Klal Yisrael, you stay there. You can't go out. Yeah? That's the Roshe. Now the Tam is misoira, but the Klolius. So the Gurn already says, the Chochem and the Tam, they are Chaveri. And the Roshe, they are Alisho. Because the point over here is how much you are Misoirer. And the Tam is Misoirer Bechlolius. Mazois. And then you tell him a klolistik etshuve. Yeah? Now the area of the Elishal, that's not like it's always pictured, the area of the Elishal, this is a tinok, you know? It says Ashtus. A tinok is this the area of the Elishal. A tinok is any idea. Versteitzach. A tinok is any idea, klum. Yeah? Any of the Elishal means that you have a man which thinks it was once history, and now we make some folklore zeicher to this history. But that doesn't particularly interest me, you know. It is not negia to me. It's not like the Rosh which says, I am out. The Eid of the Elishal says, yeah, it's geschmack of folklore, but it is because once it was history. Yeah, it's nicht as a imamish. It's not not besoire from that, it's geschmack of zach. That's the Eid of the Elishal. What do you do? At psachloi, shenema, vigat ad alevin chabayem uleimar, babuzeh osa Hashem li betzeisi mitzray. That's right. So what's the tshuva? Excuse me, you can't read. It doesn't end here. That's, I am not schuldig on the matpis. The tshuva on the Eini of the Elishal goes further on. Bavuzeh osa Hashem li betzeisi mitzrayim. Yochel mirosh chodesh, tabud loyim abayim ahu. I bayim ahu yochel bibadyoim, tabud loyim abavuzeh. Bavuzeh lo yamarte lebosho shishmatzu morim unochim lefonecho. So what's the tshuva? So what does this Eini of the Elishal think? He thinks we make matzu morer because once we went out of Mitzrayim. What do you tell him? You tell him, no, we went out of Mitzrayim because of this matzah. It's verkehrt. You turn over the whole history. The world history changes, yeah? You think I eat matzah because I went out of Mitzrayim, so no, it's not negia. No, you say verkehrt. Ba'avur zeh, osu Hashem li betzeisi Mitzrayim. I went out of Mitzrayim, and this personal involvement of the Borei Olam for the whole Klal Yisrael was only that I should sit down and eat a piece of matzah. And now it's Negea. That's the truth, it's the Einar of the Elishal. Yeah? It's only a question how to read. Until now I didn't do anything. Then reading. We'll see next time, Mitzchila Ovid Avid Zorah. That's the Masrin Mignus, the Tzveite. We'll see what it says here. It's a question of reading the thing. We'll do it Tuesday too. That's right? Because we have to finish that. Tuesday too. We have to finish that. So we do it Tuesday too. And the Evan Slaver we'll do whenever we finish that. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. Don't just read all the time.